AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Southern California, sunrise soon will reveal the damage around Los Angeles from wind-driven wildfires. Three of them are burning. All are 0% contained. This woman in Pasadena, Kathy, still has her house.
I was watering my house all night long, and then once the winds died down, I decided to sit in my car.
She was asked by KABC why this is happening.
We've had them in the fall in previous years, and in fact, in December, I saw my fire pool pump on my patio, and I thought, oh, I can put that away now. I mean, here it is, January, and we're having still Santa Anas. It's just bizarre.
A traffic jam on Palisades Drive prevented emergency vehicles from getting through, and a bulldozer was brought in to push the abandoned cars to the side and create a path. Crews do not expect conditions in Southern California to improve today. Snow is expected in states like Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma later today. Paul Mullinax is at the National Weather Service.
Those areas could witness as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow, with localized amounts perhaps approaching 8 inches. And this will likely lead to disruptive travel conditions.
A cold weather advisory has been issued for the Gulf Coast. President-elect Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to call off Friday's sentencing in his hush money case in New York. Courts in that state refused to postpone the sentencing by Judge Juan Merchan. He presided over Trump's trial and conviction last May on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Rescuers in the freezing high-altitude Tibet region in western China are searching for a second day for any remaining victims of a deadly earthquake that struck near a holy city for Tibetan Buddhists. The confirmed death toll is at 126. Former President Jimmy Carter will lie in state in Washington at the Capitol for a second day today. This is AP News. One of the smallest devices on display at CES in Las Vegas is being called a portable robot.
It's called Nekojita Fufu, and Nekojita means cat tongue.
Why cat tongue?
Cat tongue refers to heat-sensitive people in Japanese.
The Nekojita Fufu portable robot can be used to cool hot drinks or hot meals. Shunsake Aoki with UK Engineering says it looks like a cat and can be clipped onto a cup or a plate.
There's a small fan inside that's rechargeable, and you can take it around very easily.
It's designed to help kids and adults who have highly heat-sensitive tongues.
Just brew the coffee and put there and wait 2-3 minutes, it's fine.
Fufu even mimics human breath. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.